You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
For another hour to go, so stick around. Let's get right back to the calls. Cat Daddy brought something up earlier, and Cat Daddy, I understand you've done some work on your original call.
Well, don't credit me. I got to credit Velveeta.
Velveeta.
She's the one that did this.
We need to put Velveeta. So how's Velveeta doing?
She's doing great. She went on her phone and looked it up,
okay.
And it was a Presbyterian coach back in 1948. I told you 46. I was wrong. 1948, he started calling Clemson Death Valley. In 1968, they were calling LSU Death Valley, D-E-A-F, meaning you couldn't hear because it was so loud.
Well, that's pronounced deaf.
Right. So what I'm saying is they didn't do that till 1960. And Lord knows I ain't supporting Clemson at all. I wouldn't pull for that team if the team plane was on fire. But they were Death Valley before LSU. So I'm just passing that along to you.
Well, that is a great value. Thank you. Thank you, Velveeta. Johnny B.
What's going on, Paul? Sounds like everything's going wonderful today.
JB, we got it all together today.
Have you seen the picture on Twitter I put of you with your where it says, "Tell me you regret taking off without saying it," and it's got you leaned over and your head's in your hand, and it's like, "Oh my God, I take one day off and look the whole
thing." Yeah, I'm not going to miss any more time here. I just it creates a feeding frenzy.
It's been entertaining. And, you know, Alyssa, everybody is on her ship, you know. But if we ever needed another reason to like Alyssa, AC's dumb butt calls in and admits that she left him on hold for 42 minutes. So I'm crowning her the queen now. I mean, I only regret that
I didn't leave him on hold for 42 minutes.
Or 4 hours. But I do tell you something that I've noticed is about Jim, and it's something to do like he and Saban have in common. They both quit, but they keep coming back all the time. You notice that? But you can't get rid of them. There they show up. And Legend is feeling bad about this NFO, the new Feinbaum order. And I never have understand anybody giving out a black cat. Black cats are bad luck. And the new Feinbaum order is coming. We're taking over, and it's scaring these older guys. But, you know, a lot of new members, a lot of new guys. And old Chris there, he's new. He's a good guy. Needs a little exercise. Maybe a few push-aways. When you push away from the table and you save a little food, and then you can feed that scrawny mascot y'all got up there at Clemson and keep him out of Death Valley. That's about all I got to say about this.
Well, thank you very much, John. We go from Johnny to John.
Hello, Paul. How are you today?
We be in.
Paul, real quick here. University of Missouri announced the new athletic director today, and a very impressive record.
Yes.
He was an AD down at Memphis and really propelled Memphis's programs from kind of a mid-major into like a super mid-major. Their basketball teams and football teams are, you know, really good right now. So, on paper, it looks like it's a really good hire, but the bigger question I have, Paul, and you've touched on this earlier with the the importance of an AD anymore. Do ADs these days, Paul, really have any of the significance that they used to, or is it mainly just a fundraising capacity now with donors? I mean, to cut to the chase, I mean, what is your opinion about the really the role of the ADs these days?
Well, I think they're still very important. I mean, they run the operation, but because of NIL, everything now is geared toward even more fundraising than they previously did.
Okay. And that's very important. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
I'm glad you asked me that.
Yeah.
Well, ADs still are in the business of hiring and firing coaches. That's their primarily responsibility.
Right.
But today, you have this new element, which we alluded to. So they have to manage the fundraising, which is normal. And secondly, the NIL contributions, which is abnormal, meaning it is a new part of college athletics, and it's somewhat unknown to what the guidelines are, because this is not something that you follow, you strictly adhere to a rule book, because there really isn't a rule book anymore. So you have a lot of nefarious individuals who are interfering usually with your program that you previously were able to keep an eye on, and now the person who runs the collective is very important, and there are all these different tributaries. So it's still a very important job, and I think you're right about the Missouri individual. He has a fine reputation, but it's a little different than it was back in the day. I mean, and John, you and I remember in the 60s, 70s, even into the 80s, but it really started to stop in the mid to late 80s. The AD was usually the ex-football coach. When you
right.
ran him out, you normally just kicked him upstairs. That was the
right.
that was the phrase often
right.
used. That changed when the athletics department really became a big business.
Well, that's a true statement. Now, Paul, I want to segue over to a couple other issues that I'll touch on. Everybody's been talking today about what's his name? Who's the guy everybody's talking about? What's that man's name?
Jim.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about Jim. But I am going to call out, there's a guy, what's this guy's name? Squeal? Is it Squeal?
Squirrel. Squirrel, like the rodent that runs outside your house.
Well, I thought it was Squeal like a pig. Well, that's what he is. He's a joke, okay? So Squeal, when you want to talk to me, let's get on the phone and talk, because I don't appreciate the comments you made about me. You call in here every time, Squirrel, like you're some kind of an expert, level-headed. Let me finish
John.
Here, Paul. He calls in here like he's some kind of a high school teacher and can tell the classroom on the rules of the game, okay? Well, give me a break, young man. You don't know anything, Squirrel. You're a clown, okay? So that's what I have to say about
Squirrel.
He's
been around a long time, John.
Well, I don't care how long he's been around, Paul. He hasn't been around as long as I've been around, okay? And I think I know a little bit more about sports and the SEC than Squeal does.
I don't think so, John. Your team's only been in the SEC for 10 years.
No, who cares if Missouri has been in the SEC for 10
years?
I've been following football and the SEC and the NCAA longer than you've been alive, Paul.
Hey, John, calm down.
I'm not going to have an aneurysm live on the air. I'm not going to calm down. I'm going to pull a Jim on you, young man. And the other thing I'm going to tell you right now, Paul, you know what it is?
I'm just glad to know you're still alive. I was afraid you coded
on me there.
Okay,
here's what I'm going to tell you right now. Here's what I say. Good night, Paul. Are you going to say good night, John? Say good night, Paul.
Are we breaking
up here? Good night. Bye-bye.
Is this the end? Are you giving me a Dear John letter right now, John? Wow. That was cruel. We will take a break. More to come right here on the show that never disappoints right after this.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back, and Chris is up next. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
We are great. Thank you for checking in.
Hey, Paul, man. I'm just disappointed, man. I'm just disappointed. Where are all the legendary calls at, man? We got to listen to all these idiots from this new Feinbaum call order. What are they talking about? I mean, you always said, man, this ain't no cookie cutter show. Let's talk about some sports, Paul. I guarantee that all they want to talk about is drama. Let's talk about some sports. Let's talk about facts.
Okay,
man,
why
don't you want Clemson or FSU into the SEC? You'll have 18 of the last 20 titles, Paul, in college football.
Yeah, well, one thing about the SEC, SEC tries to look forward, not backwards. And Clemson is very much old news.
Paul, who you think is going to win these championships, Paul? You think Kirby Smart going to do it? No.
Yeah, I do. I have
you think
a
Brian Kelly going to do it? We already beat him.
This is your antiquated coach.
Man, Paul, this is between me and you. We talk about me and you. Eat that bowl out of it. You're going to have to catch that ring one day.
No,
very soon.
Chris,
very
listen,
soon.
I'm really glad you're on the show. But the odds of Clemson winning another national championship is pretty small.
Hey, Paul. You think it's pretty small.
Yeah.
By the way, Paul.
I don't think I've really dropped any bombshell on you here. You watch
okay.
the program. You've seen the fall from the top since Trevor Lawrence.
Let's go to the TV factor. Let's go to the ratings. Just like the girls did college football.
Okay.
Girls did college basketball this year. Let's go to the ratings. Just think about how much ratings it's going to bring with Clemson playing Kirby Smart. For something in the SEC.
Think about how many more people will watch when Texas plays Kirby Smart and when Alabama plays Kirby Smart. I mean, Chris, I know this is tough for you to hear because you played for four national championships, you've been to the playoffs, you won two, but Clemson is yesterday's news, and I'm not being ugly, I'm just being truthful.
Hey, Paul, But I
you guys are currently
this,
in court
Paul,
trying to get out of a league
this,
that,
this, Paul.
You're stuck with.
I'll tell you like this, Paul. And like I said, man, for all these new calls, man, start walking what you preach, Start, this your backyard, start policing it. Because these calls getting out of hand, man. But John from Missouri, hey, he made a good call today, Paul. He did. He did make a good call. But that's one out of 100. So you take care, Paul. Y'all have a good day. Bring on the smoke. I want all of it. Have a nice day.
Yeah, I'm not even sure Clemson finished in the top 25. Oh, they did? 20th. Sorry. Augie in NOAA. Hey, Augie.
Paul, did I just hear him say John from St. Louis had a good call today?
Yeah, he apparently gets the show in a different language than I do.
Oh, my God. You know, John must have taken his medication today. I mean, he was boring as hell, but at least, you know, he...
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, I feel, Augie, that I'm a moderate judge of caller talent since I do this every day, and that was not a good call.
I mean, you do it for 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. That's 20 hours a week. That's half of a regular person's working schedule, and I know you work the other four doing something, and you told us how you prepare for the show 5 minutes before, so
yeah.
You are definitely...
So I work 4 hours and 5 minutes a day.
There you go.
Sometimes,
and the other part
sometimes
is considered-
less, because in that 5 minutes, at least 2.5 of that is getting makeup.
Do you have any makeup at all?
Yeah, I mean, they try to powder my head so it doesn't shine.
That's what I was going to ask. I was going to ask if you had your forehead powdered.
But other than that, I'm not a big believer in pancaking it on like some of my colleagues that you see up and down the ESPN platforms.
I hear that Legion, they absolutely dress him so much he looks like a cross-dresser when he goes on his show. I've never seen it, but that's what I hear. And
I was on the
it,
show
so.
A couple of weeks ago, but I didn't see him. So makeup for local TV is a little different because...
Maybe that's his normal makeup he wears on a daily basis.
When I worked in local TV, we had to do our own makeup.
That would have been interesting, Paul.
I knew one thing. Put it on and then put it on four more times.
You didn't wear eyeliner, did you?
No, I always like to stay away from my eyes.
Oh. Hey, Paul, got to put out an APB or a BOLO. Be on the lookout. Apparently, Larry from Missouri is missing, and they're frantically searching for him. So if anybody sees a demented old man walking the streets with sunglasses and some kind of buffoonery on his head, call the police as soon as possible. His family's desperately searching for Larry.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that.
But Paul, we talk about current events and on a serious note, right? We talk about politics. We talk about what's going on in the world. What's your opinion of what's happening at these campuses in the Northeast, these liberal campuses that are protesting and keeping certain students out of school? I mean,
I think it seems like
it's being tolerated.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're going to see the president at Columbia fired. We've already seen the Penn president go. And it's disgraceful.
Absolutely.
It really is.
Absolutely. Anyway, well, hopefully they'll straighten that out. And again, Paul, whatever you can do to help us find Larry, we appreciate it. Thanks.
By the way, speaking of Larry, we have found Larry from Shelby, and we're grateful for that.
What's up?
Larry!
What's up? I hear Augie. I hear him. Boy, it's going to be a shame when Augie, if I ever meet up with him,
hold on a second. What are you going to do? What are you going to do to poor old Augie?
I'm going to tell you, it's the demented old man. It'd be tough for him to go home and tell his wife, or if he is married, or his mama. Some demented old 75-year-old man just whipped my ass, mama, and he hit my clothes, and he slapped me around. That's what happened to him. That boy don't know who's messing with. You ask Big Ten John, Jack. You get these double barrels
Larry,
I got hanging off my shoulder,
before,
baby. Boom, boom.
All you did to Big Ten John... I was there. You didn't do anything to the guy.
Yeah, I put him down.
No, you didn't.
He grabbed me and wouldn't wrestle.
He John's about 35, 40 years younger than... Yeah, John's 35. Yeah, yeah, yeah. John's 40 years younger than you, and he was being nice. John could have taken you down in a half a minute.
He didn't want to get embarrassed.
Oh.
When I grabbed that arm, Joe, we locked down on that table. I seen it.
Larry, you understand, John grew up in an era when you didn't go starting fights with your grandpa, your granddad.
Paul Feinbaum.
What?
If you had, it was probably with the righteous, and she probably whooped your ass.
Larry, I'm just telling you that John would have turned you into a pretzel.
No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't. He knows he wouldn't. He knew it. You know, people.
John is a very athletic guy.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to go up there and say, AJ, and me and him, we're going to have some beer. And I'm going to sit down there, and me and him, we ain't going to get no silly stuff now. But I'm going to let him lock up with me. Boom! And when he grabbed my shoulder.
Larry, I mean to ask a stupid question, but why do you. Why do you have to fight
he'll
everyone?
He'll be calling.
Larry.
What?
Why do you have to fight everyone? You're 75 years old.
Oh,
and you're not.
Augie started it. He started it, Mama. Augie started it. He just cut it a lot.
Larry, I know back in the day when you were a policeman, you could threaten people because you had a billy club and you had handcuffs.
I never threatened. No, no threat.
You could throw them in the back of the car give them a screen test. But Larry, you're not in good health. How many times do I need to remind you?
Yeah, I love that. I'd love to give Augie a screen test about now. Hey, come up here if you want to be a movie star.
So, tell me this, because I haven't spent a lot
that.
Of time in the back of a patrol car. When the guy puts his face near the screen, what happened?
Slam the brakes.
Okay, you slammed the brakes.
Back, you go, well, you ain't going to be no movie star. You fail.
How badly did you hurt somebody?
Nah, they was all right. They did like a pancake waffle or a little waffle. Waffle. Hey, Augie, I'm going to have one for you when I see you, baby. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to embarrass you. Augie, no lawyer. Hey, I'd hate to have Augie for a lawyer. I would.
Larry.
I'd go and just get the rope and put it around my damn neck.
Larry, do us a favor. Go grab a Bud Light and relax, okay?
I will. Me and AJ's going to have some beer. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Quick break, 30 minutes remaining here on a Tuesday afternoon.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
AJ is calling next.
Yes, up, ready to go. Ain't nothing like calling the Paul Feinbaum Show. But I got to drop my thunderous elbow down on Larry one time because I don't drink that cheap beer that he's over here talking about drinking. I drank $1,500 bottles of scotch, Larry, so.
What do you drink?
I don't. I've never even had scotch, but sounded damn good.
Boy, it really did. I was about to ask for
you. You was about to take one of those orders, weren't you?
I was about to hone in on if you wouldn't mind serving me a drink of that.
No, Larry's a good old guy. I mean, he really is. I look forward to meeting him. I've been listening to him since Moby Dick was a minor. But actually, I was telling him on the phone, I've been listening to you since I was in high school. So back when you was just Paul, you wasn't Paul Feinbaum. But, you know, it'd been a good experience. You know, he'll finally get to meet a real legend. And on the Feinbaum Callers show. But no, Paul, I couldn't help but I gotta pat John on the back here with a heck of a call. That was a great call. But the thing about it is he knows too much about Squirrel, because Squirrel was Squirrel, he was in that movie Deliverance.
He was?
And it was filmed in Mississippi, right there where he's at, right there on the riverbank.
It was filmed in Georgia.
No, it was right there in that tiny little nest on the side of the river in Mississippi, and he squealed like a pig. But anyway, this is what happens when you don't have a call. You just call in here and act like Chris. You know, when you really ain't got a call, you just call in here like Chris does, you know, and you prove the fact that you really ain't got a call. That old Clemson University up there, you know, they changed Clemson's stadium's name, Paul. It's called Bad Breath Valley is exactly what it's called, because everything that he calls in here saying, oh, Clemson Chris, he's going to call in here with absolutely nothing. The more he calls, the further he falls. Clemson will never be a gnat on an SEC team's ass. War damn eagle.
Peggy is up next.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Hey, Peggy.
What?
How are you, Peggy?
Oh, I've been on the road, Paul, and I just got caught up. I listened me and Tanya tuned in to listen to your show Friday, I believe it was. And I mean, we were laughing so hard. I tell you what, I thought, when I get a chance, I'm going to have to just take time and call in and say hi. Well, it was gold.
Well, we have
it
certainly missed you, Peggy.
I just don't know how to describe it. So how's things, Paul?
Peggy, things are great. I appreciate you remembering me.
What do you mean? How could anybody not remember, Paul?
Well, it's been a while since we've heard from you.
Well, I've been, oh my God, we've been in lawsuits, things has been busy up here. I've been on a Tony Basilio show at least three or four days a week.
Wow.
Let's see, me and Tanya's had two shows, went to two concerts, and
who did you see in concert?
Well, we went and seen her. We went and seen Tanya at the Tennessee Theater, and then we're going to see. That was awesome. Never had been to that Tennessee Theater, long as I've lived in Tennessee, and you know, just 50 miles away. Most beautiful thing I ever seen. Gorgeous. Absolutely. I'm sure you've been there.
I have been there, yes.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yes, it is.
Well, anyway, Paul, I just enjoyed the show. It was kind of crazy. you know, I thought, don't talk about callers that way. If you don't give no heat, you don't get none. But, you know, your guy there, your page 54 is kind of rough on the gals. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, Peggy, thanks for the call. Trey is up next. Hey, Trey.
Hey, Paul, I hope you had a great weekend. We kind of missed you, but Friday was great. Hey, the guy Chris from South Carolina, he wants people to bring the smoke. Tell him he needs to talk to Bass. Bass will bring him all the smoke he wants, Paul.
No doubt.
But, hey, Paul, and then another thing, then I got a serious question for you. This new Feinbaum order, are they trying to say they will be better than Jim and I-Man and Legend and Tammy and Carl from Real Town and Larry and Phyllis? I mean, Paul, that's never going to happen. I mean, they might carry on the tradition, but they'll never be old school, Paul. Do you not agree with that?
Well, I think it's highly unlikely, but we're always hopeful here that somebody will reach Hall of Fame status.
Well, and then I got a question for you. We're talking about the WNBA and the complaints about what these young ladies are getting paid. Paul, I don't think people understand what supply and demand means. All these people complaining, they don't watch the WNBA. If they want these young ladies to get more pay, which I wish they would, they got to start watching the game. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, the NBA helps fund 40%.
Yeah, I think you're right. And by the way, it could change with Caitlin. I mean, she just signed a $28 million Nike deal. But hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let me check in with Bobby up next. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, it's me.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon.
Well, good. Now, first of all, I want to tell you, Paula, I want to talk about the transfer portal.
Okay.
But I want to tell you, when I was right out of high school, I worked for a guy that you traveled on the Skyrider tour with, Jimmy Smothers, the sports editor of the Gadsden Times.
Well,
they just didn't come any better
Bobby,
than Jimmy
was somebody who I always looked up to, and he was a mentor. And you're right. One of the truly great people in his profession's history, and also one of the classiest, as you well know.
Right. Well, I worked for him right out of high school, and then I went into the United States Navy. And when I came out of the Navy a couple of years or so, I worked for him again for a couple of years.
That's
but
great.
As you well know, I couldn't make a living in the newspaper business.
You know, Bobby, I had that thought as I started it, and that's one reason I got out.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't wait for Monday, Wednesday, and Friday when your article came out every week at the Post Herald. Because I wanted to see who you was dogging or fussing at or telling off.
All these people now that think I'm a nice guy, Bobby, they didn't know me back then, did they?
No, they did not. Not at all. You know, but I'm probably as old or older than you. But
I appreciate you taking me back. And every once in a while, I will run into somebody who remembers the 80s. And
I go back farther than that.
Well, I don't as a sports writer, but I appreciate you remembering back to my high school days. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We will be back much more from you right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.